Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, dear Blood River Radio family. I'd like to appreciate you hanging on. We have transitioned to the second hour, as you well know. We have Kilroy. He's going to hang on with us. And like Rand's always talking about, even though he may not be able to contribute much because we got two other guests coming on, he can lay in the weeds. And whenever he gets a chance, he can jump in there. I'm going to be mainly just bringing our guests in and out of the breaks. And who are our guests? We have the new lady, Kelly from Canada. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a second. She's been on once before, I think last week. She was gracious enough to have me on her program. We recorded the show, I think it was Friday. And it'll be playing, I guess, Monday. We'll ask her about that. And we also have our brother of longstanding, Paul Fromm. He's with the Canadian Society for Free Speech. I'll get him to talk about that a little bit. But before we come on, we're going to get Miss Kelly to introduce herself with her proper name, which my hearing being damaged. I have like 70% damage to my ears, I found out last week. So I have a tough time sometimes. I really do. But go ahead, Miss Kelly. Introduce yourself briefly, your name, and tell our listeners again what you do, what kind of activism you're in, how you got into it, anything of relevance like that. And I'd like to also mention our audience, our family. We were going to have Les Borey on today, but Les can't come on today. He will be on next week, God willing. And he's going to tell us all about how he was sentenced to time served in the penitentiary in Canada. So that'll be coming on next week. And probably maybe Jason Robb will be on next week. Those two, that's kind of an advanced heads up. So go ahead, Miss Kelly, introduce yourself again, even though you're on last week, but give me a quick bow and we'll take it from, we'll rock and roll from there. And we'll talk about what you want to talk about, but go ahead, Kelly.
I'm Kelly, and I'm also known as the Red Pilled Philosopher. I do a radio show every Monday from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Revolution Radio. It is called the Eyes Wide Open Show. It's just a marketing my blindness. and I also do a lot of interviews on that show. I interview people in the white nationalist movement. And we also do discuss the Jewish problem on my show. And or some know it as the JQ on my show. And I do have a BitChute channel. It's called the Eyes Wide Open Show. You just go on to BitChute and then / Eyes Wide Open Show. I got involved relatively early in life. So in my 20s, I met quite a few people from Lebanon and Kuwait and that area of the world, and they would talk about the Palestinian Jewish conflict there. And at first, I don't know, I kind of thought, oh, well, you know, it's their side. That's their side. And, you know, it's it is what it is. And I remember I said that to a friend of mine, and he said, well, no, but the thing is that we're being genocided. So it's not really aside. It is what is happening, and you really need to try to learn and understand what's going on there, because one day it might happen to Canadians and other people too. So from there, I did get involved with some activism, and then I started really questioning about World War II, because it was on all the time. It was always mentioned on the television. Even, you know, documentary channels and stuff, they would always mention about World War II. There was always a show on. And I wasn't a big television person. So for me, if I wanted to watch a show, it was usually in the evening or, you know, before bed, I would want to watch a documentary. And I would turn on the TV and a documentary would be on, and it would say, oh, coming up, the story about Hitler. And I'm like, ah, this again? Really? We can't. Why? And so it kind of went from there. And I got tired of people not being able to discuss other wars. And that's just basically how that happened. I came across, well, actually a friend of mine called me up one day and said, you know how about World War II? We were taught blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, it's bigger than what we could imagine. And so she told me about BitChute. I went on and I started looking, and that was it. That was it. It came easy to me because I had exposure to how things were previously, but not realizing how much bigger it really was. So that's how. And then I, of course, COVID happened, and I knew who was behind that, obviously, you know, by then. And so,
and who was
I
it?
Just, well, yeah, it was a Jesuits, right? I'm kidding.
it was the Eskimos. Of course, I'd like to remind our people that we have to vote for a guest owner from Canada, so they have to watch their P's and Q's about telling the truth. You know, the truth is the new.
You shall tell the truth, and the truth will send you to prison.
That's right.
So on my show, I do discuss, and I say who it really is. I just try to not go crazy with it, you know. But I definitely, you know, I've had stuff on about Hitler, and I've had, you know, so I try to not hide behind, you know, code words or anything. And that's not to say that I'm overly confident, because I'm not. I just try to be humble and just tell it as well as I can, you know. So, but yeah, you definitely have to be extremely careful. And what concerns me is that it's going to get even worse.
Yes.
Because not enough people know, and they don't want to know. It's not even, you know, and this is an interesting thing that I discussed with you yesterday, Eddie. I said that a lot of the Indian people and the immigrants who have flooded into Canada, and I mean, that's not a good thing, but one good thing that they do offer is they know the truth about who is behind things, versus many white people who cannot handle it.
I thought that was very interesting. I never knew that, because I know you told me y'all were covered up with Indians there, and we're having to see many, many more Indians here in this country here. Matter of fact, the surges, if you go to see a cardiologist, it's almost going to always be a an Indian now, especially at the VA where I have to go. That's the saga I had with the VA the last week to 10 days to make it. When you come on, this is a quick aside. When you call the VA, you got to go through all these questionnaires, you know, and it'll say, if you're having thoughts of suicide, they give you this number right here. I thought, well, if anybody has to deal with the damn VA for much over 10 days, you'll be thinking about suicide or murder. But I was very interested, very surprised that you, when you told me, Kelly, about the Indians being very Jew-wise, as I sure was. And I thought, go ahead. We're going to a break now, Kelly. I hear the music. We got to go to our first break. We come back. We'll get old Paul to holler and say a word or two. And of course, we can finish out your bio, but we'll get old Paul in there too because he's been a warrior for years and years and years. Be right back, people. Okay.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Hello, Blood River Radio people, family. I am so excited to have Miss Kelly on. Hopefully she can come on, if nothing else, what I call Don Wassel. Don Wassel said he likes to be on regularly irregular. This is kind of like a fly. We fly by the seat of our pants here at Blood River Radio. A lot of things aren't carved in stone. But with that being said, I'd like to bring Brother Paul in. Paul has been in the trenches, Lord have mercy, for years, since the 60s. And also, I'd like to ask Paul, I don't think he got to say, no, he went to, before we closed out February, in Dresden month, Paul went to a demonstration of Germans for a memorial against the Dresden people who were slaughtered by the so-called good guys. Paul, I don't think we got to cover that. And also, if that, tell us about that. And also, tell us a little bit of how you and Kelly met, what y'all have done together, what operations y'all have planned together in the future. Anything like that, Brother Paul. And I do consider Paul my brother. I really do. So go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I guess in reverse order, I met Kelly through Brian Rue. Sorry. And Brian Rue is one of the great free thinkers. He did fantastic videos on World War II and so on. He has now moved on a little bit more to another of his interests, which is UFOs and extraterrestrials, which, you know, frankly, is not my thing. But he helped me. We cooperated ever since 2016. And Kelly was doing some work for him, and he mentioned to me, you might want to meet her because we live in the same city. And so I did, and we've been cooperating on various things ever since. She's been an active member of the free speech movement. She's been out to more demonstrations, and she travels all over the place despite being blind. And I often say to people, you know, she is a real reproach to you. You've got a car, you can drive. Often we're not asking you to come very far, and you can't haul your butt out for that. And this girl can travel all over, you know, what we call the GTA. That's a Greater Toronto Area. It's quite a stretch of travel. So anyway, so we've worked together, and she's making a huge contribution with her radio work, and she's a real activist. And you're going to have to remind me what your first question was. Oh, yes, oh. Dresden. Dresden, there's some of our friends in the German community, all of them refugees, and most of them from Eastern Europe, where 16 million Germans were expelled from traditional German lands in the Sudetenland, in Czechoslovakia, in Silesia, which is now in Poland, East Prussia, West Prussia, Memel. Anyway, those 16 million were expelled from 44 to 46 with the active agreement of the Allies. This was all Stalin's doing. And 3 million were murdered or perished along the way. So these folks have kept the memory of Dresden alive, and they're attracting more and more non-Germans. So I brought out a number of people to the gathering in the East End of Toronto. I believe it was on the 14th. The mass terror bombing of Dresden was on the 13th and 14th of February 1945, and the war was already lost. Dresden was not a military city. It was not even defended. It was a cultural center, and it had become a catchment for probably 750,000 Germans who were fleeing from the east, and the Soviet armies were only about 75 miles away from Dresden. And the bombing was pure, outright terror. It wasn't to take out a factory or to bomb a troop emplacement or an airport. Churchill engineered it, and he said he wanted to baste the Germans, you know, like what you would do in cooking a turkey or a goose. It was just pure-blooded massacre of civilians with fire and fire and brimstone, but fire and exploding bombs. The first wave of there was a couple thousand. Imagine 1,000 bombers came over, and they dropped a high high explosives. The hope was to blow off a lot of roofs and do damage. Then the next wave carried incendiary bombs, and the idea was, to cause a mass fire, and hopefully in many cases to drop the bomb right inside people's houses and just incinerate them. The death toll will probably never be known accurately because many people were just vaporized. And while the German authorities in the couple of days after were able to count, they only counted those they could identify. And about 750,000, the city had 750,000 people normally, and 750,000 more refugees had come in. They hadn't gotten registered. So initially, it was hard to get an accurate count, but the current thinking is between 400,000 and half a million. It's just, and then as a final act of barbarism, the next day, fighters were sent in, and they strafed the refugees that were had taken shelter in the zoo or along the River Elbe. They thought, well, they're not going to kill the animals. Oh no, they killed everything. They machine gunned the giraffes. I think an elephant or two, and the refugees that were or the people were taking shelter. David Irving, the great historian, wrote a book in the 60s about it, which opened a lot of people's eyes. And he said it was an act of genocide. It was a war crime, pure and simple. The Geneva Convention says that civilians, should not be killed. Now, occasionally, you might bomb a factory and there might be some workers' houses nearby, and they may get, there may be, I guess, what the American Army called
collateral damage.
Collateral damage, but to go out and deliberately kill civilians, and that's what it was. It was an attack on an undefended city that had no military value whatsoever. It had been a great cultural center of that part of Germany. Dresden, China, fine China, artists, beautiful buildings, theater. They had absolutely zip military value. It was just a vindictive, demonic, an accurate term for it is Holocaust, yes. Which is a burned offering. I don't know what they're offering these dead Germans to, except perhaps Satan. But it really was a Holocaust. The other Holocaust. Let's see. I'm in a country that has a state religion. The state religion is Holocaust. So I guess I can't be a heretic. I would say I'm damn sure that one did occur.
Holocaust the
anthem. Holocaust the anthem. Yeah. And brother, I am forced to believe.
True believer. Well, let me ask you this: How did the demonstration, the get together, did it go? Did you meet any resistance from the Antifa or Jewish groups?
The security is pretty tight. There's a limited number of invitees. We don't normally put it. We don't normally put it out on the internet, or only to a fairly small circle of people. The last thing we need is the Antifa showing up, or the other thing that would happen is a Jewish lobby group would call the meeting hall, and they would say it's could be the Klan or the Nazis or there might be trouble. That's another tactic they use. There might be trouble. Well, in a healthier society, the managers of a hall would say, "Oh, really? Well, thanks for telling us. We'll contact the police, and the police will do their job because they're paid to prevent trouble."
Paul, we gotta go to a break. We gotta go to. You're quite right. People, I'll be right back. We got about 5 minutes. This is a long break, so you can take a restroom break wherever you need to do. You'll have plenty of time. Be right back, folks.
We'll be right back. protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump had promised overwhelming lethal force until Houthi sea shipping attacks on U.S. vessels, and throughout the day today, the United States Navy has been blasting Houthi targets throughout Yemen. El Salvador agreeing to accept from the United States 300 members of a Venezuelan gang for 1 year. The deal would cost $6 million, or about 20,000 per migrant. At least 17 deaths confirmed in tornadoes overnight in Missouri and Arkansas and Texas. The National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says, hold on, the worst is yet to come.
There's a high risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Alabama and Mississippi, but the broader area that's at risk is from the Ohio Valley south to the Gulf Coast. That includes the Florida Panhandle and Louisiana. And embedded within the severe thunderstorm risk is a significant risk of tornadoes. Over 30% chance that a tornado can be within 25 miles of any point.
In Missouri, Coroner Mark Smith says this is the worst he's seen.
It's very heartbreaking. I mean, I've got people dead everywhere, people injured, a lot of people without houses. So, I mean, I'm paramedic, I'm firefighter, I'm coroner. And it's hitting me on all sides.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump's tariffs leading to bipartisan alliance in Kentucky.
The president's escalating trade war prompted the European Union to announce a 50% tariff on American whiskey starting next month. As a result, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul have bonded together to voice their disapproval of the White House tariffs policy. They point to potential job losses in their state's bourbon industry.
And that is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. More on the story.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
This is Attorney Jason Roth, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to try to go to Kilroy. We're going to bring Kilroy in for a minute. And he and Paul had a great conversation during the break. And I want to ask them to continue on to share that conversation with our precious Blood River Radio family. So, Kilroy, as best you can, to tell the people how you knew, I didn't know this, you knew Paul for years, and tell them how you met him and you followed him, and then carry on to go from there to the conversation y'all were having. Paul said that there's a lot going on undercurrent, especially with the young people. So go ahead, Kilroy, take off on that, brother, and you and Paul just get with it.
Well, sure, certainly, Eddie. I would say I knew Paul. I wouldn't say he knew me, though. I've been a listener of TPC and Blood River Radio for quite a number of years. And Eddie, as you know, I met yes. you and Keith and James, and that started that relationship between you and I. And so I still always tune in. I've been listening to TPC for probably nearing 10 years now. And
that's a long time.
I don't know when Paul was ever first on there, but I knew he's a regular on the show. And so I've listened to him speak quite a few times, and I would say I was a fan. So it's quite an honor and privilege to be sharing the same airways with him right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was for me. It's an honor for me to share with Paul and Kelly and with you. We always need more people. We really do, especially with Blood River Radio. When we don't have any professionals. We don't have anybody who's retired. Not even I. I mean, I'm the older I get, the more I have to work. So we always need people like you, Kilroy. But I'm glad you met him like that, and I'm glad you know of him. We all know him and respect him. But you carried on, Paul carried on a great conversation. Y'all were going back and forth about how we got this great undercurrent of you might say resistance in young people waking up to the really truth of the so-called fraud, the greatest fraud in history, the Holocaust, waking up to ethnic cleansing going on, which progressive ain't nothing but, you know, a Bolshevik communist Satanist, regardless what they'll tell you, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe the fact that just because you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of illegals coming in your sound, they're like they're colonizing Memphis, Tennessee. Kelly was telling me that the Indians are colonizing that area of Canada. Don't believe your own eyes. That's not ethnic cleansing. But Paul said that there was a great undertow resistance against that. So you, Paul, you and Kilroy kind of take this segment here on that. So we'll go continue on. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I've been very encouraged by some of the things that are going on the internet. One of the problems we have is meeting each other, and that would seem odd because the ability to use email. Forums like maybe not so much, but Facebook, if you keep it relatively toned down, Twitter and others. And yet, so often, I've discovered there's somebody in the next community over that I've never heard of, he's never heard of me, and it's great to get together. And this is one of the things we need desperately in the movement is to get more people and get them together. And they're out there. It's not really so much a matter of education. It is to some extent, but on what Kelly was talking about, immigration, you just can't avoid it in major Canadian cities, and as I was talking a few months ago after my road trip from British Columbia back to Ontario, even in small towns, there's a horde of people from India. And so you don't have to convince people too much that we're being replaced. And by policy, I mean, they didn't come across the storm across the border and take this country by force of arms. This is with the direct organization and connivance of our traitorous government. Well, so what we need to do is get more people in touch with each other. And I've discovered relatively recently that there's a the opportunity on X to create a group meeting. A time will be set, and members and potential members are advised to, here's the link, and at 7 o'clock we'll be meeting, and this is the topic, or in a couple of ones I've been involved in, here is the guest, and he'll do a presentation or have a discussion, and you can get in on it too. And it, I see a real ferment happening. People from the opposite ends of the country are getting to meet each other, and it's extremely good for morale to find people like yourself. Intelligent people who know a lot, and we're always learning from each other. That's the great thing. I wouldn't expect the average person under 40 to know about Dresden. If you're a real history buff, you might, but it's not widely publicized in the press. You're not going to be reminded of it on the anniversary like you are St. Patrick's Day or Daylight Savings Time. It's really played down. So, I mean, if you're not a history buff, how would you know about it? And it's not, no criticism of a person not knowing, but, we're often able to teach each other things that are vital. I mean, I think I've confessed before that when I was in grade 13, in those days, in the 60s, we had such a thing in the province of Ontario. But it was almost like a first year of college. But anyway, when Winston Churchill died, I was so upset. I went all the way down to the Canadian, British consulate at Toronto and signed the condolence book. And I wrote the greatest Englishman of them all. Well, I've come a long way, baby. I would not say that today. I mean, he destroyed the British Empire, which he claimed he would protect forever, and he allowed his absolute hatred of Germans and his subservience, going back to before the First World War, to the British Jewish lobby. I mean,
true.
Pat Buchanan did a great book on it, on his role in both the First and Second World Wars. Anyway, so I mean, we all can learn. There's no shame in not knowing something. There is shame in not wanting to know. And we know so many people, I think Kelly was alluding to that, who basically go about, if you try to tell them something, that little practice of elementary school children, they stick a finger in each ear and go, wah, 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 to drown you out.
Ezra Pound spoke about that too, about how the Brits, they went to war, and for the sake of the Jew, I can say it because I'm not in Canada now, but at the behest and the orders of their Jewish masters, they sacrificed, they destroyed their empire, they killed their own white countrymen, their own white Christian countrymen, at the behest of the Jew. He named all other things bad. The world wars, they fought, God only knows how many millions, Frenchmen, German, Russian, British, were murdered, were just totally just butchered in these wars. All for what? And if you notice, it's always, and Ezra Pound pointed this out, it's always white brother fighting and killing white brother. And ever since, in modern times, it's been started by the Jew international bankers, They do it on purpose. The great book, people have heard me talk about this 100 times, the great book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. His name escapes me right now, that wrote the book, Griffin, G.W. Griffin, he actually outlined what we call the Rothschild plan, the Rothschild formula, how the Jews that run, they have trillions of dollars. They make Elon Musk look like a piker. They continually plot to keep white nation at the throat of white nation. And it's all a satanic Jewish plot. But I just remind me, you know, Ezra Pound had a great, he was punished because of, anyway, when we come back, we'll ask a question to Scott. And I'd like to get Kelly back in. I'll ask a couple of questions to Kelly about her activism and what maybe some solutions. What could she do? What does Kelly think we could do to help get more people in on this movement? Be right back, folks.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Ooh, Blood River Radio family. We're winding down this second hour. We've got one segment left. We're going to bring Miss Kelly back in. We were talking during the break. Paul and I and Kilroy. And Paul said something really significant. We don't need to educate people so much, probably not educate them at all, because anyone can look around, any white person, and can see that we're being colonized. We're being just overwhelmed, inundated by a tidal wave of non-whites coming into the country. And we made a comment into the ones here. If you see a Muslim or you see a Hispanic, and they're the women, half, you know, they're all, almost all of them are pregnant. And they're leading us little string like ducks in a row, stepping stone children, you know, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they continue to breed like expression like gerbils or like rabbits, you know, and they're just, we're being totally overwhelmed. So we don't need to educate people. People can look around and say, hey, we're being, God, I'm just being overrun by these blacks. So without, since we don't have to educate people, Miss Kelly, what would you do? You're a lot younger than I am. What what solutions could you offer that we could get, not to educate people, because we don't need to, but to bring them together, maybe to get them to come out of their shell, maybe to get them where they're not so afraid to say, hey, I love myself because I'm white. You want to call me a racist? Great. I'm glad you noticed. I consider myself a racialist and a racist. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm proud of it because I don't, for one, I don't give a hoot and hell damn about the Black Sambo. I don't care about Mohammed, Mohundro. I don't care about those people. I don't give a damn about those people. I don't care about the snake handling Indian down the street. I care about my own white people. How can we get these people fired up to have the guts to get up and say, yes, the hell with those colors. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about my own white people. Go ahead, Miss Kelly.
One way is, I think it's threefold, really. One way is to start organizing festivals based on European culture, like celebrating the European culture. So get people, like-minded people together and start trying to organize festivals based on, celebrate European culture. And another way is to also interview people who have lived through the Second World War and are willing and able to tell the truth about it. That Hitler was, the best thing for humanity, really. And also to promote rare historical books to people. Just have somebody promote historical books. Maybe the proceeds can go to organizations that help free speech, like CAFE, Canadian Association of Free Expression. I think those are the best ways. And also to have community get-togethers with people, like-minded people as well. And it'll probably draw people in that way as well. Another thing, too, is... I find it's actually easier to get the older people involved, and it's even a little bit easier to talk to them about this stuff. And there are so many reasons why that is, but one is that yes, they were a generation raised on television, just like my generation was. The difference, though, is that they also have been around a lot longer and have seen more. They're still healthy. My generation is not healthy. We are not a healthy cohort of people. We're just not. So you have a demographic group, called, a lot of people say the boomers. And even though a lot of boomers are gullible and, they're kind of normies, but there's still a chance with them because they do remember. Even if it's minimal, there's still a chance.
I would agree in part with what Kelly was saying. Naturally, and most crucially, we need younger people to carry on. But older people, retirees, have some degree of freedom. If you're no longer working, they can't fire you. And we live in a Stalinist cancel culture. That's a big problem with some of the younger people who are activists. That they often come out to approach a white pride protest in Canada. There's one today on the 15th. Usually every month, but there's an ongoing argument about wearing masks. It's not really our style. On the other hand, the left is so vindictive that. If they see you, I can identify you at one of these events, especially if there are more and more of them, they will go after your job. Are you, so if you, unless you're independently wealthy, or you have a trade that is pretty hard to, I mean, if you get bumped off one job, you can get another one, but it's a real problem. And that's why older people, if they're, you know, if they're still healthy, they can take more risks if they have the nerve. They can take more risks, and they often probably have the time. So it's important, I think, to try to recruit everybody. But those would be my two targets: the people who probably are retired, and of course, young people.
I would also say, like, teenagers. You know, they're kind of they're a group that would more likely be willing to take risks and participate.
That makes sense.
But when you get in with, like, middle aged, it's just not usually seasonal. And I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of the time, no, it's not.
Another thing, like what Kilroy's doing now, and I've done for a while, I got to crank it back up very soon, really increase it. We put out flyers from this organization. There's other organizations, but the Goyim Defense Network, they have this any number. Pick your issue, and they have flyers. We print those flyers up and distribute them. And I'll tell you what, nothing stirs up the pot of VCs like strictly handing out these flyers in certain neighborhoods. I mean, they will literally come after you. The area where Kilroy is, if the authorities have been, for a while, he had them chasing their damn tail. They just could not. They were freaking out. Who in the hell is putting out these anti-Semitic flowers? But I think putting out hand flowers has a lot of value. I know Sister Monica Schaefer said she knows, if has a friend who did great things. Caused some great things to happen, getting policies changed, maybe getting certain politicians unelected, but for handing out handbills, hand flowers. But I'd like to congratulate Kilroy for doing that. I know, Paul, you've been in the movement for a long time. I bet you have done your share of handing out handbills and flowers.
Oh yes, and you know, it's also as we used to say in the education racket, a teaching moment. You know, I don't know the particulars, but if the cops were coming after Leroy, Kilroy, no joke intended.
Whatever do you use, Paul?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Well, I come from the Great White North, or it used to be.
Used to be. But,
it's a great opportunity to point out the hypocrisy of the system. Coming after this fellow for leaflets? Isn't there a First Amendment? Isn't there a First Amendment?
Yeah, let me set the record straight. No, the law has not been after me. It's been certain people that maybe found it in their mailbox, or because I mailed one, and I mailed it officially, so I didn't break the federal postal laws or anything by planting it in a mailbox. I put postage on it and put a fictitious return address and sent it to somebody I knew who needed to get one, and then the rest of them I've just planted, in public restrooms. There's one about Disney that I like to go to the toy section of different stores and yes, flip one into a kid's toy. and then there's, mostly driveways. And so it became aware, and so they brought it to the press. And even when they brought it to the law said, well, it does appear that this would be protected under the First Amendment protection of speech. So they were kind of shocked.
Well, Kilroy, we've run completely out of time. This has been a great hour. Really enjoyed it. We're transitioning to the third hour now. The last hour, we're going to bring on Gene, the Bitter Ender. He's going to come on, and it's going to be Confederate History Week again. So he's going to hold class. Don't be late. The Bitter Ender will make you wear a dunce cap if you're late. So people, hang on your seats. We'll be right back. But I'd like to thank Paul and Kelly and Kilroy for coming on. They've done a wonderful job. So thank you, people. Thank you for coming on. I'll stay in contact with y'all, and you do the same. Stay in contact with me, y'all. Be right back, folks. Thank you.